This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome. We crank up our broadcast week here, and every once in a while, my buddy John Rappaport in the year 2020 says, you know what, I'm not showing up for the show today, just so we can remember how much we appreciate him, because I know he feels unloved. John, welcome back, my friend. We did miss you last week. We somehow carried on, soldiered on, but I know as with the workload you put on yourself, with the articles, the investigations from time to time, I should expect the call, the dreaded call, Robert, I don't think I'll do the show this weekend. Like, really?
Got to sleep once in a while, you know.
Yes. No, and I look, I'm always concerned for you, obviously, all of us that are in this trying to bring out information that is largely ignored or sometimes actively or violently tried to suppress. There's always concerns about the, you know, our health and safety, and I know people are concerned about that, too. But as I've always said, too, I'm not operating in fear, and I know you're not either. And whether I simplify it to say we've got to go with God, whatever it is that allows us to do or compels us to do what we do, it is always a search for, if not deeper meaning, certainly things that uncover what's going on and the reasons for it, maybe sometimes who's behind it. And certainly in our years and years of reporting, your writing, etc., we haven't shied away from controversy, and no less so in this year of Corona Crazy. Your latest article, we also published a couple of days ago at robertscottbell.com, reveals another layer of CDC, I would say trickery, but they don't view it as such, apparently, but they admit something quite shocking.
Indeed, they do. So let's get into it. All right, so the document from the CDC is titled CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel, dated July 13, 2020. So well into the, quote, pandemic at that point. And buried deep in the document, as I write, on page 39, in a section titled Performance Characteristics, we have this. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV are currently available, and then they go on about diagnostic tests, et cetera, which they are in the middle of describing in this document. And that's the key. Since no quantified virus isolates of the virus are currently available. So I came across this quote about a month ago, and it sort of stewed and brewed, and I knew what it meant. I wrote something about it, but I didn't hammer on it. And then yesterday I said, okay, it's time to go back into this and get it straight.
Well, it's clearly, John, a matter of, just like at the beginning of this coronavirus crazy cycle, a shortage of toilet paper. Clearly the CDC just can't get it because there's a shortage of the coronavirus isolates.
Yeah, exactly. So the word quantified is key here in this quote. It's a diversion, as far as I'm concerned, a distraction. Because any object that exists in the world can be quantified, which is to say measured. It exists, you can measure it. And when they're saying no quantified virus isolates of the virus are available, they're saying no virus is available. No isolated virus is available. And by isolated, they mean separated out from irrelevant material in which it is concealed, hidden, buried, globbed up, etc., etc. And they're saying they don't have any virus. That's what they're saying. And since they are one of the two premier public health agencies in the world, if they're saying this, they haven't been able to get any from anywhere. This is not just, you know, some scientist out in Oshkosh saying, I would really like to see a specimen of the COVID virus, but I can't get it. No, this is the big guys saying we don't have it. And they're also implying we don't need it. And that's where, of course, they're going to mumble, bumble, fumble, bloviate their way into making all kinds of claims. But it isn't going to work. Because if you're going to say that a global pandemic is caused by a virus and that we have to lock down the planet and destroy human lives and wreck economies, close businesses by the millions and bankrupt and all of that, you better be prepared to say you've got the virus. And they're not. They're simply not. So therefore, they cannot demonstrate that the virus exists. Plain and simple, this is the smoking gun. This is what I've been talking about, demonstrating in one way or another for the last 6 months. And here is, in a simple, direct statement, is the smoking gun from the CDC.
John, I want to address a word called reasonableness, right? Let's talk about the reasonableness of the, if we can call it, assumption or conclusion of that admission on page 39 out of this performance characteristics document buried at the CDC. Is it reasonable to conclude what you've concluded, that if the CDC doesn't have it, can't get it, nobody can? I mean, of all the agencies on the planet, CDC is like party central. Some will say, oh, it's WHO, whatever. I mean, they're part and parcel, almost the same level of it. It's not like, as you said, Joe Blow, doctor, scientist, calling into the ATCC, ordering a specimen or a microbe to test, which you can do. This is the CDC we're talking about here. It is unreasonable to think that they couldn't get this if it exists, if it's isolated. It is unreasonable to think that they wouldn't be able to get it, is my point. I know maybe I don't need to emphasize this, but it is so stunning, especially.
No, I think you do. I think you do.
Okay.
I absolutely agree. This is very important because, and I say this in the article, don't you think they would say they have it if they did? I mean, of course they would, because that would be an assertion of the gold standard. We've got the thing. You know, we have the weapon that committed the crime. The fingerprints of the suspect are on the weapon. We've tested the weapon. This is what killed the victim. That sort of thing. If they had it, they would say it. Mm-hmm. They would assert it. They would admit it. And this is what people have to understand. So when people try to make excuses for the CDC and go around the block and tap dance and, well, make excuse of this kind or that, it just doesn't fly. It won't work because they're admitting they don't have it. There's only one reason why they would admit that, because they can't get it, because nobody can find it, because nobody can isolate it, which means to show it in its pure form. They can infer all kinds of things. You know, it's like having a room in your house where the closet has been locked for 100 years. You can try to infer what's behind the door. you can make all kinds of guesses and claims and this and that and the other thing, but if you're going to stand up and prove it, you've got to unlock the door and see what's inside. And if you can't unlock the door, you're done. You can't make assertions. You can say, I'm guessing, I'm trying to imagine, but you can't say, I've got such and so object inside that room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess it was necessary to emphasize what the gravity of what you've revealed here, just by finding this or however it came to be. And then, of course, the interpretation of what it means is important. But, of course, we know that people that don't listen to this show or don't read what you read will only believe it if they see it in the New York Times and the Washington Post. It has to be told to them by officials and authorities that are, you know, basically controlling their reality, if you will. And so this may be shocking and stunning even to those who have been following us, but we keep asking the question. And it's not that our minds are closed. If they came up with some evidence that they had an entire Virion, and many of them, unique to this claim, and that they could isolate it in the blood or bodily fluids of those who have died or severely suffered from it, and there were electron microscope photographs or micrographs available from multiple labs from the same samples, isolated, so we'd be going, oh, okay, there's something to this. But until they do that, we just don't go, because they say so, it's real. That's not how it goes.
Exactly. I use another analogy here. Let's say that a guy, you know, is looking for investors. He's some kind of a car mechanic. And he shows you a piece of a fender. And he says, you know, this fender is from a car that has never been manufactured before. It's a fantastic car. Hmm. And I want to put it into production. And you say, well, okay, where's the car? And he says, well, the car is not available. But this is the fender from the car. This is the evidence that the car exists. And so what I want you to do is to take your life savings and the life savings of your family and your friends and so on, and invest it all in the production of this car. And so if you were a complete sucker, you might fall for that, and then you would go broke, and then you would have to close your business, whatever that is, and go bankrupt and sit in your house and have no work and wear a mask and be on lockdown.
Well, stand by, because we got to take a break. But to reflect that out to the larger economy, as the world bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker, even if they meant well, the reality is if they don't have the isolate or the actual virus, I mean, this is just as stunning as anything we've revealed this COVID crazy year. We'll be right back with more of John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, you're not going to get this kind of discussion anywhere else in broadcast media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when John Rappaport shows up. And he has shown up today, for sure. And as stunning as revelations that we've been covering continually here in this COVID crazy year, calendar year 2020. And as I say, I'll reiterate, John and I think we're reasonable people. We can be convinced. We just ask for a higher burden of proof than they're willing to provide to us. And we're not willing to just go along to get along. When they say they have it, well, show it. And now that the CDC says they don't have it, well, then who has it? Are we going back to a chimpanzee soup in Wuhan? Where are we going? This is a question.
Exactly. Exactly. And, of course, once we establish this, which we have, then all kinds of dominoes begin to fall. I have to emphasize again that this document, the CDC document, and the statement that I read out here about no quantified virus is available, this is in the context of the CDC describing the PCR test.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very long document in which they lay out all the procedures, all the methods, the way the PCR test has to be done, et cetera, in order to do what? In order to find the virus that they are admitting they don't have because they can't get it because nobody's got it. So that's the first giant domino to fall, the diagnostic test for the coronavirus, the PCR. That is what they are admitting as they are at the same time completely obscuring it by rolling forward to describe this PCR test for the virus that isn't there. So that is a giant domino. And once that falls, then all the case numbers and all the death numbers fall. All of them. Because they're all based on the test. And the ones that aren't, that are simply based on eyeball diagnosis, are worthless, as I've explained many times before. So that's another domino that falls. So if the case numbers and the death numbers are meaningless, then the lockdowns, all of the constraining measures, the masks, the distancing, et cetera, all of that is unnecessary, criminal, and meaningless, and should never have been instituted. Every domino falls once you see this core fact.
Mm-hmm. And I want to bring up the PCR test again because I've got listeners that are counting the number of times I bring it up in a calendar year, and they're going to do some kind of giveaway. I struggle to find what does the PCR test mean in this context, that, you know, whether it's 30 amplifications, which brings the amplification level to well over a million, 5 million, whether it's 40 or 45, which gets into numbers I don't even know how to describe, quintillions. Since they admit now they don't have an isolate, the actual virus, whole virus, we don't know what the tests even mean. Are they meaning less? Might they mean something? And if we're reasonable, we'll go, hey, maybe they mean something. But nobody on this planet knows what they mean.
Exactly. Because there is no meaning to be had. It's like saying, you know, if somebody is says that yesterday they stood on their head and floated in midair above Times Square and Broadway in broad daylight where people could see them and so on and so forth, but we have video, we have film, we have all kinds of surveillance, and there's nothing to be seen, then what does that mean? It just means there's no meaning there.
Hmm.
So this is the same kind of thing. And there's a long song and dance that they can do in order to explain what the test is testing for, which they do. It's all about the indirect markers that could be found with the test that will then imply the presence of the virus in a test sample from a patient. But all of that chain of inference means nothing unless you've got the gold standard, which is the isolated virus itself.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about Koch's postulates at the moment, which have been abandoned long ago. We do have some folks that will write or call us somehow and send us information about, hey, but what about this lab or this research university that claims they have transmission electron microscope photographs or micrographs of the virus, viral isolation. It's been done, hasn't it? Well, when we come back from this break, we'll address that, because John has received those things, as have I, and I want to talk with him about that. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, and you can also go to nomorefakenews.com. It's all linked up in the notes, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An economic stimulus package is not dead, even as some Senate Republicans are not happy with the recent proposal. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNN that everyone recognizes the importance of getting a deal done.
It's not so much the election per se. I know this is the political season. I get that. It's just getting Americans through a difficult period of time. We've seen a flood of blockbuster improvement numbers across the board on the economy. But there's really no reason why we can't add to that some additional assistance in the next 3 months. And I think you can get a deal. I'm not saying it's easy.
President Trump is no longer a risk to transmit the coronavirus, according to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly. Connolly did not say whether or not the president had tested negative for COVID-19. Trump is scheduled to resume campaign activities tomorrow night with a rally in Florida. This is USA Radio News. Residents of the Gulf Coast say they've become numb to the number of storms, forcing them to scramble. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Residents spent the weekend cleaning up new damage after Hurricane Delta roared into the storm-battered region Friday. Even though Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm, the area was hit by Laura, a Cat 4 storm, at the end of August. To make matters worse, insurance companies have nailed residents the last couple of years by raising the cost of insurance, making it difficult for them to cover everyday cost of living and keep their property protected. The area depends on fishing tourism. Between COVID restrictions and several storms this season, some are wondering if coastal living is worth it. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Wisconsin from accepting mail-in ballots after Election Day, overturning a decision that would have extended the deadline by 6 days. The state is expecting about 2 million people to vote by mail in November, and barring an appeal, they'll have to have their votes in by November 3rd to be counted. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertschiavel.com, as well as to John Rappaport's site, nomorefakenews.com. I urge you to sign up for email alerts at both places so that you can stay connected. And, John, my wife just looks forward to all of your email alerts. I'm chopped liver. It's like it's all about John Rappaport, but... anyway, like I said, it's just so much fun to get together and the things you have written. For a lot of people, it's been inspiring to folks. It's certainly been eye-opening, and I never tire of the things we get to discuss. And we do have people that come in, and most people are pretty friendly when they try to I don't say challenge us. I mean, there are people that try to challenge us and are kind of mean and nasty. It doesn't, whatever. But I did have someone write in just this week and said, hey, what about this, right? And the email in this case from a Christina says, hi, Robert. My friend stated that someone had isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus. After doing research, she says, I found this, and she sends me a link to McMaster.ca, which I think is a university in Canada, and it said that they had found it from two specimens, and anyway, they claim to have micrographs, if you will, and I've seen a few claims like this, but I want to know what you have encountered, because you've had similar emails come into you as well.
Yes, absolutely. So what I will get, for example, occasionally, is someone will send me a link to a study and say they have an electron microscope photo, micrograph of the virus, meaning it's been isolated. There it is. You can see it in the photo. So the problem with that is that these occasional electron microscope photos are not science. This is not how you do science. You don't say, we tested the new medicine that we're trying to get approval for on three patients, and they tolerated it well. Excuse me. So therefore, we're going to launch this new drug on 300 million people in the public. You don't do that. In any honest new drug study, if you can find one, they would do a study with, a few thousand volunteers, and they would get the drug, and some would get a placebo, and so on and so forth. So the scientific method in this case about isolating the virus and showing that it has the potential to harm would look something like this. Very early on, right at the outset, when they claim there's an epidemic, they line up, say, 500 volunteers that they have diagnosed as having the epidemic illness. You take tissue samples from all of them, and very meticulously and correctly, you put these tissue samples through procedure that ends up with 500 good electron microscope photos of these tissue samples. And you put these photos side by side, 500 photos. And you look at these 500 photos, and you ask yourself, if you're a research team, three burning questions. Am I seeing in each photo many, many particles of a virus? Question two, in each photo, am I seeing many, many, many particles of the same virus in all 500 photos? And three, am I seeing in all 500 photos many, many particles of the same virus, which is a virus that no one has ever seen before? And if you can answer yes to any of those questions, to all of those questions, all of them, we go to the next step. If you can't, if you answer no to any one of them, you go back to the drawing board because you don't have evidence of a new virus that is also causing disease. So that refutes completely the idea of, well, I got an electron microscope from this lab in Canada, and this one from Outer Mongolia. No.
I got a guy.
I got a guy.
Just one guy. Right, yeah.
Now, if you've answered yes to all three burning questions, you go on to the next step. This is a scientific method. A whole new team of researchers comes in with 500 new volunteers, and they take tissue samples from all of them, and they do exactly what I just described, as the research team did in the first, with the first 500 volunteers. Why? Because this is what you do. Can this new team of researchers confirm exactly what the first team confirmed, or do they reject those findings using the same methods and materials. And if this second team can answer all three burning questions with a yes, then you go to a third team that does exactly the same thing. And now if they can answer all three burning questions with a yes, now you may have something. Now you may be on to something. Now, yes, I'm listening. Now I'm interested. Now maybe you have a virus that nobody's seen before that is spreading and causing harm. But if you can't do all of that, that is not science. No matter what you say, no matter what you say your doctor said, no matter what this lab might have done in the way of two electron microscope photographs from two patients, that's not science. It has nothing to do with science. That's not the way you do science. Nor would you, again, approve a new medicine that might be very toxic and completely ineffective simply because you found three patients that tolerated it well and seemed to get better when you gave it to them. You would never do that if you were a scientist. Same basic principle applies here.
Well, there you go. And so when we hear these isolated incidents, and even I've gone to the lengths of the claims, and even some of them have what they claim to be electron microscope photographs of the virus, we never see it duplicated in other labs. That they said, and by the way, this same tissue sample was analyzed and they isolated it. It's not happened, folks, much less to the level that John just described. So there's a lot lacking. A lot of leaps are being made, chasms are being leapt beyond, or checks are being written that can't be cashed for claims about this one unique coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, whatever. And coming back to the article, again, we have it published here at robertscottbell.com and at nomorefakenews.com from the CDC itself, admitting that they don't have a whole virus. You know, and that doesn't even get into the controversy that we've covered as well of exosomes from within not creating or causing disease, but evidence of cellular dysregulation, mineral deficiencies. I've, you know, constantly bringing forward studies out on nutrient deficiencies, selenium deficiencies manifesting as what they claim are viral illnesses, whether they claim it's Ebola or the SARS-CoV-2, that in areas high in selenium and the people are rich with selenium in their bodies, there are none of these things manifesting, or they're reversing when you supplement. So there is an entire paradigm that may be defaulting to something that they can't also validate. But the germ theory, as we've covered so many times over the years, John, is that religion or cult with a dogma that is just accepted, and that anybody that comes in to challenge it is dismissed, you know, frankly, the way we're dismissing, but I think with a lot more thought and intelligence and critical thinking skills, what we're dismissing of their claims of viral isolation in one cause, one disease, one death scenarios.
Yes, absolutely. This whole idea of spreading fear and propaganda, not science, about germs, is absurd, has always been absurd, and it has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with inventing a reality that people could believe in, which would then put people, and this is very important, at a distinct disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a sense, I could see people accepting, if I invent a reality for somebody else and they buy it, but they say, look, it helps me. I feel better. I seem to live my life better, and so on and so forth. I could see that. I'm not defending the idea because I think it's really the responsibility of every individual to form their own reality, but it would make at least a modicum of sense. But when you buy an invented reality from some other source that puts you at a distinct disadvantage and enslaves you to concepts which then begin to produce actual changes in your mind, your attitude, your approach to life, and your physiological processes, because the mind does affect the body, and these are all negative, then what's the payoff? The payoff is drastically unhappy in every sense of that word.
Mm-hmm.
It's preposterous.
Yeah. Well, and the further you go with that wrong starting point, you know, a perspective that becomes, if you will, its own created artificially paradigm, like germ theory or a viral theory of disease that's not been, you know, placed in a high degree of scrutiny to the point of evidence that says, oh, yeah, it's clear that's happened every time. Then the further you go, the further off you are on how actually disease is manifested or occurs, infection or otherwise, or even health. And we've got, as we've covered for so many years, a system that is, you know, adopted a false belief and created a very viable, profitable industry, the pharmaceutical industry. We call it a church, if you will, that is responsible as the third leading cause of death, and if I argue correctly, could be the first leading cause of death, because much of what they do causes the first and second leading cause of death. And so you see how corrupt it's become, but it's become the accepted norm. The price of business is, well, yeah, some people are going to die from what we do, but hey, let's pay no attention to that. And, you know, we're on decades and decades and decades into this, where very few still are pointing this out, that the, you know, the medical emperor wears no clothes, and we're still the ones that are derided as being the crazy ones.
Absolutely perfectly said.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Okay.
And it continues to go on until we say no.
And we're going to continue to go on. One more segment with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Love this time together every time we get to do it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever want to know what's going on, just come on over to robertscottbell.com or nomorefakenews.com. We also have upcoming events, different lectures that we attend and do from time to time, online events as well. Say thanks to our supportive sponsors. They're all there in the links, as well as you can become a Patreon supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get bonus materials, lost episodes, including things I've done with John Rappaport over the years. They're so awesome. Now, question, if CDC doesn't have the whole virus, what, pray tell, are they going to put in a vaccine? I mean, what are they going to... It's just so bizarre once you follow the thread where it goes.
Exactly. And let's be clear now. Not only do they not have the whole virus, they don't have any piece of the virus that they can prove comes from the virus. So they don't have anything. Now, they may say they do, but that is an assumption. That is not evidence or proof. So, yes, we come to the vaccine. And I've already received several queries after I published the article today that we're discussing. So what are they putting in the vaccine? How are they making the vaccine? Good question. Who knows? And in an article that I will be publishing, I think, tomorrow, my recommendation is that's a question for law enforcement. They should be raiding every one of these facilities where clinical trials of the COVID vaccine is occurring and seizing materials and bringing them back and having actual honest scientists look at these materials and break them down and analyze the brews that they are calling vaccines to see exactly what is in these vaccines. Because certainly, in a traditional sense, the vaccine manufacturers will put what they call an attenuated virus in the vaccine, or they will put a piece of the virus in the vaccine. That would be very difficult to prove since they don't have the virus. So,
yeah, what would the antigen be in traditional, if you can call it, vaccinology? Versus, of course, the mRNA, which is a whole other spectrum of who knows what that's going to do.
Exactly. And that's where they would come in, you see. They would say, for example, okay, well, you see, we have a piece of the virus, and we're going to synthesize something from that piece, And that's going to be injected, and that will be the stimulant that alerts the immune system to respond and prepare for the real thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that makes no sense whatsoever, because what is the real thing? They don't have the real thing. They've admitted they don't have the real thing. So, therefore, it's like saying, well, we're sure the enemy is coming across that hill over there, so we are bringing the army up to prepare for that. And then somebody says, well, how do you know the enemy is coming over the hill? And the general says, well, we don't. Really? No, we have absolutely no idea. Well, then why are we preparing for the enemy to come over that hill? And there is no answer to that question that makes any sense.
Or, John, they found a piece of cloth that they are assuming came from the army itself, right? There's this thread that we found.
Yes.
We're pretty certain.
That's a thread we found on a bush, on a berry, that could have been a bird feather, or it might have been an ant dropping. We're not sure, but we're bringing up a million troops.
Yes.
So get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a non sequitur, and people will confound themselves by trying to make sense of something that is senseless. But then you do have to ask yourself this question. Are you ready to take that COVID shot in the arm? That's where the rubber meets the road. Because with all of this information now, no matter what the results of the clinical trials are, no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're doing, they don't have the virus. Are you ready to take the shot in the arm?
Right. And I think that there's a growing sentiment out there, and enough stats are coming out and surveys coming out that people are more reluctant to just kind of roll over on this one than any other shot prior to that. And it's creating a whole new swath of anti-vaxxers, funny enough. And I don't mind that at all. But to take the leap, if you will, which I don't believe is a leap because it's a logical thread that we've been following all along, that takes a bit of courage, because it means, you know, you're putting your head up and people are going to call you names. Say you're the crazy one. You're not smart enough to understand. But folks, feel it out. Go deep within. Pray on it. Whatever you got to do. And you'll find the sense in what we're sharing. And that's it for today. John, great show.
Thank you, Robert. Indeed. Great conversation as always. I really appreciate it. And you're the best.
Oh, man. Thanks to you, too. Another hour coming up after this. We'll be right back. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.